10 the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson. So today is September 20th. It is the day after Talk Like a Pirate Day, the day after the Doctor Who premiere for season 9. And I think Hobbit Day is 2 days away, right? The 22nd. So a lot of really interesting and fun things going on in the world of science fiction and geekdom, if you will. And it got me to thinking of my past days as a podcaster. When I started podcasting back in 2005, I started with Jesus Geek. And that was nearly 10 years ago. I started in November. But before that was Hurricane Katrina. And I actually made my podcasting debut, if you will, in an interview that I did with Derek and Sharon Gilbert on what was then called MythArk Radio. They interviewed me while I was down in Bay St. Louis, Missouri, doing relief work after the hurricane. And it's interesting what gets people started doing certain things. You see, until then, I had been pretty much just a consumer of podcasts. I'd been listening, well, for a while in 2005. I think maybe I started in May listening to podcasts. Maybe even a little bit earlier. I'm not completely sure on that. I don't remember the dates. I do know that I was listening to podcasts before the iTunes announcement that they were going to support them. So I may have actually been listening even before, well before that, because I remember listening to several different podcasts before then. But I'm kind of getting rabbit trailed here. What I remember is that while I was on this trip, I was interviewed. And it was at that time when I was listening that it really struck me that podcasting could be something that could be used to really do good, to benefit other people. And so I had been thinking about it for years. And I mean, my podcast, I wouldn't say that Jesus Geek's legacy is anything that was something that I set out to do good with. But I did do 2 charity events in the 7 years that I was podcasting under Jesus Geek. Did one for Living Water International, and I did a Compassion International podcast tied with Jesus Geek. And, you know, the idea of podcasting for good is something that seems to have gone by the wayside. Now, I know you'll hear a lot of people who are saying they're podcasting because they want to help other people, right? So they're self-help people, and here's all these ways that you can start a business online, XYZ. Most podcasts, the goal of the podcast, the actual intended goal of when they started the podcast wasn't necessarily to do good. And I would raise my hand and say, yes, that's true. Now, have podcasters done good with their podcast? Certainly, that is true. But it seems like these days, the primary goal is either to entertain themselves and others, or to make money entertaining themselves and others. That seems to be what everyone is doing these days with podcasting. And I mean, I can't say that that's the wrong reason to podcast. It certainly isn't. And there are certainly podcasts out there that are designed to interview people who are doing good, to share information so that people can improve their lives and all those things. But I think they're far and few between. The podcasts that really, the purpose of that podcast is so that more good can be done in the world. It's specifically geared toward philanthropy, whether it is Christian or not. Now, perhaps I'm wrong, and I'm sure I am wrong because I can honestly say I haven't done a search in iTunes or any place like that to look for podcasts where the goal of the podcast, the objective of the podcast, is to get the people who are listening to do good. And whether that is by taking action, like going out in the mission field, going to do relief work, or by giving money, not to the podcaster, but to a charity. Now, there may be charities that have podcasts. I'd be willing to bet the Red Cross has got a podcast. If they don't, they should have one. Compassion International. I don't know if they've got a podcast yet, but if they don't, they should have one. Living Water International. I don't know if they've got a podcast yet, but they should have one. This is an inexpensive way for people to reach out to their current donors, the current people who are already connected and working with them and doing good, but also to extend that reach. Because maybe you talk to someone who works with your charity that's somewhat of a celebrity. Compassion International does these things where they have compassion bloggers. And so people who are connected with Compassion International and who have been giving to Compassion International, they connect with them. And when they go on trips, they send them on these trips. And the goal is that, hey, this person has an audience. And so we want to share what it means to these children who are receiving your funds when you give. And so they go on these trips and they blog about it. That would be great podcast material. Pat Flynn did his Pencils for Promise thing, right? And he went, he did it, he built schools, he went over there and videographed it, he brought a guy with him, a videographer with him, and he even podcasted about it. And I would be willing to bet dollars to donuts that people decided to give to Pencils of Promise because of that. So, I'm going to wrap this up in my last minute and say, let's start thinking about, as podcasters, ways that we can do good. And let's not do it in a way of, how is this going to benefit me? If we're Christians and we podcast, then we should be using our talents to bless God. So what does this good look like with podcasting? How do we know that our podcast is doing good for Jesus? Matthew 25, verse 37. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? Verse 39, when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, I tell you the truth, just as you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. So let's podcast for these people. Let's podcast for the hungry, for the thirsty, for the stranger that needs protection, for the naked, for the sick, and for the imprisoned. Let's do that so that we can glorify Jesus. My name is John Wilkerson. You've been listening to Tend the Podcast. Show notes for the podcast are available at strugglingforpurpose.com/podcastingforgood. You can subscribe to, rate, and review the podcast at strugglingforpurpose.com/iTunes.